As we enter the war phase of the great chastisement, let us not lose hope and fall into despair. We need to keep two things in mind. One, all the prophecies, all the apparitions of Mary, all the punishments are conditional. Our response to the call of God for repentance will determine a lot. Think of Jonah and the Ninevites. God sent Jonah to warn them that if they didn't change, they would be punished. They changed and they weren't punished. We have been given the same opportunity. It may not be possible to avoid the chastisement altogether at this point, but we can lessen it. Two, we have recourse to Our Lady. All the apparitions of Mary say do penance, acts of charity, and pray the rosary. It is also good to keep in mind that it is never too late to ask Our Lady's intercession, even when we are hopelessly outnumbered and the enemy is at the gate. Many times throughout history, Our Lady has given military victories to Christians when the battle seems hopeless. In spring of 1920, Poland was under attack from the Soviet Red Army. At the National Marian Shrine of Częstochowa, candles were lit in desperate prayers beside the icon of the Black Madonna. Bolshevik leaders meeting in Moscow had already prepared plans for a communist-inspired world revolution, starting with the nations of Central and Western Europe. Lenin had ordered that Warsaw be taken without delay. Pleas for help to the Western powers went unheeded. Prime Minister Lord George of the British Parliament said that Poland had to accept their fate. On August 5th, Pope Benedict XV exhorted all to pray for God's mercy for Poland, to join all the faithful in imploring the Most High God through the intercession of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary that she may save the Polish nation from her final defeat and may turn away this new plague from Europe. With no military aid offered from abroad, Poland began to assemble soldiers. They were outnumbered 10-1. The British government sent a telegram to the Polish government urging it to surrender to the Soviets to avoid annihilation. Opposing Warsaw stood a 100,000-strong Red Army. One of the few foreigners who remained was Poland's then papal nuncio, Cardinal Achille Ratti, the future Pope Pius XI. Ratti organized a perpetual prayer for deliverance and a monstrance held high. He led a Eucharistic procession through Warsaw as the Soviet shells ran down. Some in Warsaw claimed that in the sky above the Polish lines had appeared the Black Madonna of Częstochowa. In the days that followed, the seemingly invincible army slouched back eastward from which it had come. On hearing of what happened on the banks of the Vistula, Lenin declared that the army had suffered an enormous defeat and promptly put on hold his plans for a bloody world revolution. In 1571, the Ottoman Empire was poised to invade and take over Western Europe. At the time, they had the biggest and best navy in the world. A ragtag fleet made up mainly of farmers was formed without help from England, France, and only monetary help from Spain, though the King of Spain put his nephew Don Juan in charge of the fleet. The Pope called for all Christendom to pray the rosary for victory against the mighty Turks. On October 7th, heavily outnumbered, the Christian fleet engaged the battle-hardened Ottoman fleet. Within 4 hours, most of the Muslim fleet was at the bottom of the sea, and their admiral's head was on a spike. The Pope was struck by a divine locution, stopped what he was doing, and announced victory, giving thanks to God. This is why the Feast of the Rosary is celebrated on October 7th. It used to be called Our Lady of Victory. A century after the Battle of Lepanto, the Ottoman Turks set their eyes on Vienna. With an army of 150,000 strong, they set out. The Holy Roman Emperor abandoned the city, leaving behind Count Ernst Rüdiger von Sternberg to command the garrison in Vienna and Charles VI, Duke of Lorraine, to command the imperial army in the field. With an army of about 10,000, they held the Turks, but the Turks' bombarding of the city walls finally found a weak spot. The Turks also tunneled into the city. After 2 months of siege, relief came on September 11th by an army of about 70,000 consisting of the Holy League commander Polish King John III Sobieski, along with George III, Elector of Saxony, and Maximilian II Emmanuel, Elector of Bavaria. On his march to Vienna, King Sobieski and his army passed by the shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. He pleaded with the Blessed Virgin Mary for her intercession for victory in the battle. Before dawn, September 12th, the day of the battle, the king assisted at Mass. Gathering his forces, he commended their mission and their souls to the care of the Blessed Virgin. And despite being outnumbered 2-1, the Christians were victorious, ending Ottoman expansion efforts into the West forever. The Polish king, taking an honor that should have gone to the emperor, entered the city feted with a parade and feast. He again attended Mass and praised the Blessed Virgin as the cause and reason of their victory. Pope Innocent XI declared September 12th as a date to honor the most holy name of Mary, whose motherly intervention had saved Christendom. Though this is not a military victory, I feel it is worth mentioning to show the power of Mary's intercession against a powerful military force. After World War II, Austria was divided among the Allies. In the Soviet bloc, a rosary crusade was started for the Soviets to leave. The Austrian people began to pray the rosary daily, even multiple times a day. By 1955, more than 10% of Austrians were publicly committed to praying the rosary for the freedom of Austria. In 1955, all Allies left Austria, and it gained independence. The Soviets left without firing a shot. This was unheard of before or since. Austria is the only place the Soviet Union voluntarily gave up occupation. As you can see, it's never too late for Our Lady to give victory, even military victories, to those who ask. So let's do penance, make acts of reparation, and pray the rosary, because only Catholics can bring world peace. Until my next video, God bless.